so darn good that I can just do it in one take. Welcome back to the side two of the November 1993 DX audio service in mono, transcribed. Oh, you're recording it?
Here's the Thanksgiving edition of The Market Scope. And now, here's the turkey.
Hi, DXers. This is Market Scope, scoping out the AM band in beautiful Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're with Skip Dabblestein, and now with all the latest market info, here's Skip.
Thanks, Phil. Greetings, everybody, from the Duke City, Albuquerque, New Mexico, the nation's 79th largest radio market. The AM dial is comprised of 14 stations, while 19 broadcasters show up on the FM band. As we'll see, several of the stations owning a market share are actually licensed to surrounding communities, such as Rio Rancho, Corrales, and Santa Fe. The Albuquerque radio market is comprised of a variety of programming formats, with considerable ethnic programming in the Spanish and Native American languages. During our trip up the dials, we will observe a considerable amount of simulcasting by affiliated AM and FM stations. Our first stop on the AM band is at 610 kHz, where we find KZSS. This station has been heard throughout the Southwest over the years under its previous call signs, KGGM and KRKE. Owned by the Anchor Media Group, KZSS and its sister station, KZNN, operating at 94.1 on the FM dial, simulcast an album-oriented rock music format that earned them a number 6 ranking in the most recent ratings book.
New Mexico's best rock, here's Rush. 420, Rain A, and coming up, 5 o'clock, foreplay, Allman Brothers to get you home. And the weather for Albuquerque, partly cloudy, little breezy. Things warming up tomorrow, should get near 70 tomorrow. Today should peak out by 65, overnight 35 degrees. Right now it's 60, and stay tuned, the Rembrandts are on the way. Captain Crunch is in with 94 Rock AAA traffic. Crunch?
We only got one wreck working, Rain A, that's at 528 in Ilya up in Rio Rancho. Also, look out for barrels eastbound on Bridge at A Street, headed down to one lane. 269-6000, this has been Captain Crunch with 94 Rock AAA traffic.
Hey, Crunchy. Near the Rembrandts, it's called Hang On To Forever. 94 Rock, New Mexico's best rock. That's indeed right. 94 Rock, New Mexico's best rock, and the Allman Brothers up on the 5 o'clock foreplay right now. This workday is officially over.
The 5 o'clock foreplay on 94.1 FM and 610 AM, KZRR and KZSS Albuquerque. 94 Rock, New Mexico's best rock.
At the 730 spot on Albuquerque's AM dial, we find station KDAZ, owned by Pan American Broadcasting. KDAZ operates on a daytime-only schedule with a contemporary Christian format.
The Lord's radio station for the Great Southwest. We're AM 730, KDAZ, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, with the music of Amy Grant. Today's Christian music found right here at the Lord's radio station, AM 730, KDAZ, Albuquerque, Santa Fe.
The most widely heard Albuquerque radio station is KKOB at 770 kHz. Signing on the air in 1922 as New Mexico's pioneer broadcaster, and using the call letters KOB, over the years this Clear Channel station developed a following throughout the western United States. Now owned by Fairmont Communications, KKOB used its adult contemporary programming to achieve a number two position in the latest ratings book.
Weather's cloudy, windy, and cold there. All right, Frank, sports time with Mike Roberts.
Morning, Larry. A little later on in the hour, we'll be talking about the UTEP win over New Mexico. The Lobos have to get it together. They play that first game on Thursday. We'll be on the air at 11:35. Lobo talk tonight, and the Yankees are going to play Friday against Gary Colson.
All right, we'll check it out. And Don Allen has an update on traffic now.
Traffic continues to move along nicely. Still no accidents, Larry.
Hey, let's drive carefully today, folks. Paul Harvey in a half an hour, too. We continue. Morning team at 770 KOB, 7 a.m.
From Albuquerque, this is 770 KOB Radio. What's happening in the Great Southwest? KKOB, Albuquerque.
I'm Joe Templeton in Washington. Now here's Frank Haley at the KOB News Center.
Thanks, Joe, and good morning, New Mexico. At 7:05 on this Monday morning, the 9th of March, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 31 degrees going up to 45. I'm Frank Haley at the 770 KOB Radio News Center.
I like this music here. This is great stuff. Here we go. Just kind of get you moving on Monday music. 770 KOB with the Pointer Sisters, 715. I guess who our 10th caller is, Richard Davis. Richard Davis, our winner on the evening out at Popejoy Hall, driving Miss Daisy and dinner for two at Mamma Mia's. 716, 770 KOB.
KQEO occupies the 920 spot on the Duke City AM dial. It provides a full-time news talk program format.
Primetime, the newspaper for New Mexicans 50-plus. Free in most supermarkets, senior centers, and libraries. Look for Primetime every month.
And the Albuquerque Metro forecast today, scattered snow showers this morning, otherwise breezy with variable cloudiness and scattered showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, cooler with variable cloudiness and a few snow showers. Currently in Albuquerque, it's 44 degrees at Talk Radio 920 KQEO.
Welcome to another hour of the Garden Hotline.
KQEO is proud to present a provocative new talk show with veteran radio personality Chris Jenneris. Beginning this Monday, tune in to Albuquerque Today for the most recent issues of the day and in-depth interviews with your top leaders. Find out what's going on in Albuquerque and why on Albuquerque Today. Listen weekday mornings at 9, live on KQEO. Make it a habit. Call in and talk with the people who make the headlines. That's Chris Jenneris and Albuquerque Today, starting Monday on News Talk 920 KQEO, Albuquerque's news talk station.
At 1,000 kilohertz, we find another religious broadcaster. Owned by Guardian Communications Incorporated and transmitting from Los Ranchos, KKIM operates on a daytime-only schedule with Christian talk in a contemporary Christian music format.
Good afternoon, it's 12:39. And singing that song was Q Stone with You Did It For Me, a very appropriate song for this first Sunday of Lent. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Philippians, He Who Began a Good Work in Me. We're the fastest growing sound in America today, Christian country, and it's yours on AM 1000.
O&P Automotive introduces the KKIM Spring Special, a free lube, all-point fluid check, lubrication of door hinges, and free labor on your oil change.
Good news of a risen Savior. KKIM, Christian country for Santa Fe.
Station KMBA, also in Los Ranchos, occupies the 1050 spot on the AM dial. This station broadcasts using a news talk format and is a member of the Business Radio Network.
Oil tanker, 23 people were rescued from the scene. This is BRN News.
For ideas to manage your money and your career, keep listening to Albuquerque's best source of financial news on Business Radio, KMBA 1050 AM.
Welcome to Computing Success.
At 1150 kilohertz, we find the signal of KDEF. this station and its affiliate KUCU, operating on the FM band at 107.1 megahertz, simulcast a variety of sports programming throughout the day.
On top 9 to 6, and that'll do it for this particular time, but we'll be back to fill you in on what happened the rest of this inning. Thanks, Tim.
Okay, thanks a lot there, Rudy. Okay, we're going to be joining the Sports Entertainment Network here right after a quick timeout here. This is KDEF, 1150 AM, Albuquerque, KUCU, 107.1 on the FM dial, Albuquerque, Armijo.
Next time, make it Molly. This is New Mexico Sports Connection, KDEF, AM 1150 in Albuquerque, and KUCU, 107.1 FM, Albuquerque, Armijo.
At 1190 kilohertz, we find station KXKS, La Super X. This is the first of several Spanish language broadcasters in the Albuquerque radio market.
Escuche su programa Grapo Mentales por el profesor Kendur, de lunes a viernes de 7 a 7.15 de la mañana y de 3.30 a 3.45 de la tarde. Un programa de orientación sobre su destino. Escúchelo aquí en la Super X.
Cuando te di mi amor.
This is KXKS, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, 1190 AM, 10,000 watts, AM stereo.
Esta es KXKS, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, 1190 AM, 10,000 watts, AM stereo.
Bueno, pues ya tenemos las 2 de la tarde, las 2 de la tarde con un minuto.
At 1240 kilohertz, we find KALY, another Spanish language station.
This is KALY, 1240 AM, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, Radio Cali, Caliente, su conexión mexicana.
Como gobernador por el estado de Nueva York, pronosticó que Bill Clinton obtendrá la nominación de...
Music of your life type programming can be heard on 1310 kilohertz over station KIVA, transmitting from the nearby town of Corrales.
KIVA, AM 1310.
Lately when I'm in my room.
Win two in row two. Two seats to the Steve and Edie concert at the Kiva Auditorium on March 23rd. Hi, this is Carl Como inviting you to keep track. Anytime you hear Steve and Edie songs played this weekend on KIVA from Friday at 6 a.m. to Sunday at 6 p.m., the person having the correct list of Steve and Edie songs played on the station wins a pair of seats, two seats, in row two, plus dinner for two at the Ramada Classic. It'll be something you'll long remember. Just keep track of all Steve or Edie songs played this weekend on KIVA. Jot down the exact number of songs played along with the titles, then send your entries to Steve and Edie Night Out, KIVA, 10316 Edith Boulevard, Albuquerque, 87113. In case of a tie, a drawing will determine the winner. This is your chance to win big right here at KIVA.
The magic touch. Do, do, do.
Memory 1310 KIVA AM.
Thanks, Skip. Don't forget, MarketScope needs your help in putting together our feature on the best and worst radio across the land. If you have outstanding radio in your market, good or bad, why not send us a cassette with some representative programming? If you like, you can even send us your comments. Mail your comments to me, Phil Wayne, at 135 and a half Midland Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840-4642. And please try to have them in to me by November 10th at the latest. That's it. Now here's the big boy with the big boy voice, John Bowker.
Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories from the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. Hello again, I'm John Bowker, and today I want to tie a couple of early radio practices together in one story, so I've spent a couple of hours looking back over the logbooks and my own receiving notes from around 1940 to give you some idea of the trials and tribulations that stations faced about that time that today may sound a little stupid and strange. One that comes to mind had to do with news reporting and with network affiliations, and so let me take you back. Here it is, 1940, and ominous things are happening over in Europe and Asia. So there's a lot of news being made all around the world, and the newspapers, of course, are very jealous of this newcomer called radio broadcasting, because every time something big happens, radio announces it with sound and fury. And the extra, extra read all about it, bicycle delivery boy editions of the newspapers are really taking a beating, as you can understand. Of course, newspapers and radio stations receive their national and international news in the same way for the most part, usually at the same time through teletype machines. And those came over special telephone lines to the newspapers and the broadcast stations through the three national news services, the Associated Press, the AP, the United Press, which is UP, and the INS, the International News Service. But now here's the story. The newspapers, of course, had all the money. And so it was that many of the pre-war news service contracts written for broadcast stations had some interesting clauses. For example, newspapers didn't want radio stations preempting their special editions when a big news story broke, of course. So they demanded with the national news services that they tell the radio stations they could only use the teletype stories after 9:30 in the morning. And for stories that came out later in the day under certain conditions, they had to be delayed until at least 9 o'clock at night. I know, unbelievable, but you see, those specified times followed the sales periods for the morning and evening edition of the newspapers for the most part. Now, the only way to avoid this was to develop independent sources for news. Most stations, of course, had their own news departments for local events, and many of those were expanded to alliances with other radio stations across the country in order to avoid the main news services. But there was another way for stations to get their timely news on the air. Networks. True, stations had to sign a 5-year commitment to the network and give up all local originations during the time the network had programs on the air. But now, for instance, when the NBC network broadcast a news item over its chain of stations, there was no problem with the newspapers and the news services because the big networks could afford to have news bureaus through their affiliates in every major city in the country. So, in a city like Fresno, California, for example, KMJ, they were spared the problem of news delivery because of its affiliation with the NBC Red Network. Another station in town, KARM, really the only station for a few years, they had a similar easy ride by using the CBS news bureaus. But KFRE, until it affiliated with the NBC Blue Network around 1940 or 41, faced a news blackout, time limitations that I've described. But then came Pearl Harbor in late 1941, and all the news gathering practices went out the window. The government restricted all the news about the war. Anything about fighting had to be cleared in advance by Washington. Local stations, for instance, could not mention a serious fire in town, since the resulting smoke could be used to pinpoint a specific address, you see. Or that a train passing through town would be late and not available for regular passengers. That had obvious implications. Oh, and you may recall in one of our historical moment programs, what, 4 years ago or so, that KYW in Philadelphia was not permitted to say why the Phillies baseball game it was broadcasting had suddenly stopped. You see, the KYW signal reached well out over the Atlantic Ocean, and any mention of rain or other weather conditions was strictly forbidden during the war on such stations. Well, KMJ, they had no such worries. They had a 5,000-watt signal. It didn't reach to the coast, for instance. NBC was responsible for all the news clearances of national and international news. It seemed like every month there was a new weekly network comedy or drama program on the air, so they really didn't get too worried about the 5-year commitment to give up most local broadcasting. It was a simple decision for them. And best of all, the people of the Valley were kept informed and entertained by radio. For Historical Moments, this is John Bowker.
It's time now for our musings for members. These are the thoughts of the National Radio Club DX Audio Service members and do not necessarily reflect those of the National Radio Club, its publishers, or editors.
This is Karen Gale in Austell, Georgia. I'm here to report a new development in the Atlanta market. WCHK FM in Canton, Georgia, which is classic country, will change as of midnight, October 1st. It will become WGST FM. WGST has the news talk format, and they will simulcast the FM. This will help them particularly with their nighttime signal, which goes down considerably at sundown. During the day, it's 50,000 watts. This FM is 50,000 watts. It will especially help the northern Atlanta market because Canton is north of Atlanta. And thought that that would be an interesting thing. It is for me. I heard the message from the president of WCHK FM, and he had several historical notes as to the history of WCHK, which has now an AM and FM. Now it's only going to be an AM in Canton itself, but this is the latest from the Atlanta market, and I would like to congratulate the Volby family on the arrival of Jonathan Cromwell. Good luck to everybody.
All right. Hi, DXers everywhere. This is Tom Jackson, old TJ from Sycamore, Illinois. This is, I'm doing this on October the 4th, 1993. And okay, Fred, on your jingle package there, your new themes for all the different features there. But I do miss all the old jingles, and you had asked if any of us were interested in a jingle tape. Yes, I would. And I would also be interested if anyone has jingles that they would be willing to share with me. I'm just interested in jingles. I especially want a lot of the old VON jingles from Chicago and the old WJJD jingles, if you have any of those, back when WJJD was a rock station. And if anyone is interested, I would be willing to pay for the tape or copy the tape and send it back or whatever. If anyone could help me out, the address here is 955 East State Street, Lot 37, Sycamore, Illinois, 60178-9574. Telephone number here is area code 815-895-6508. Thank you very much.
WBON 1450.
This is Jason Meadow from Saginaw, Michigan, calling on October 3rd, a little after 8 p.m. Just want to mention that 1440 WMAX, the all-sports station, has picked up practically every sports team in Michigan, Michigan State, the Lions, the Red Wings, the Pistons, high school football, Monday Night Football. And for Mark Marino, he was mentioning the satellite format on Realm 107. He said he'd never heard it anywhere before. We have a station 98.9 that carries that same format.
Hello, Fred and DX Audio Service listeners. This is Rod Moog in Austin, Texas, with a pointed message, Fred. I noticed when I was up in New York State in August that WJJD Chicago on 1160, thanks to the synchronous detector in my Sony 2010, I discovered that they were operating on upper sideband. After I got down home in Austin, I was able to affirm that KSL in Salt Lake City is operating on the lower sideband on that channel. So apparently they have an agreement to sort of minimize interference. I'm not able to get both stations at this location, but I called Jim Snowbarger up in Iowa who could, and he verified tonight, October 4th, that, in fact, JJD is on upper and KSL is on lower. Even if you don't have a synchronous detector, I guess you can check that out. So be interested to hear reports from people who are within the coverage areas of both stations about the amount of interference you get or don't get by tuning on one side of 1160 or the other, to hear one station or the other. And I guess that's all from Austin at this time. 73's Fred, I'd like to hear that 6-meter remote bass sometime, so let me know the frequency if you would, and we'll be listening for that. This is W0NDS. Clear.
Well, let's pick up the DJ 560 here, key it up, and find out exactly where we're at. This is KBA BMQ, Portable Lima.
443.625. This is the KBA BMQ repeater.
443.625. Le répétiteur KB8 BMQ.
52.525.
The repeater is a UHF repeater at 443.625, and the remote base is on 52.525, and then we also have a 2-meter base on 146.52. Both of them are frequency agile and can be moved to any other frequency. But usually I'll monitor 52.525, and if I hear someone, I'll kick on the transmitter and talk back to them. Hold on a second here. KBA BMQ, clear from repeater.
This is the KBA BMQ repeater.
Good morning. This is Tom Smith in Lincoln, Nebraska, WB0QVB. Radio station KLNG in Council Bluffs, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, on 1560 is still on the air. In this latest issue, you reported as having gone silent, but it is still broadcasting.
Yes. Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Eric Buneman calling from Hazelwood, Missouri. It is Monday, the 11th, 1:10 p.m. Central Time. And here is the last word on the changes at KSD. On October the 4th, the call letters KUSA were dropped in favor of KSD because of a sale of the station into KSD FM. And on the morning of the 10th, they were caught running classic rock, simulcasting the FM. They use that as filler material if CNN headline news is not available due to technical or other problems. Thank you, and you enjoy your day.
This is Camille Patricia calling from Connecticut just to report that WSTR is on the air, and I think it went on October 1st. I just noticed it yesterday. They're giving their city as Holyoke, Massachusetts. Bye.
Hi, this is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh with a couple of comments. Wanted to say that I really did enjoy a couple of things in the magazine this past month. I liked the historical moments in radio, John Bowker. Thought that was very good. And also, it was kind of nice to hear some of the audio service members on the travelogue. That was pretty neat, too. I really did enjoy the magazine. And my comment about the overcrowding of the AM bands, I think some of the overcrowding of the AM bands would be limited or at least reduced if the FCC would regulate what is already there. Our local on 1080 here regularly stays full power past local sunset and leaves their transmitter on full power for most evenings. In fact, this is happening as I speak tonight, which is the 12th of October, and usually does happen on Saturday evenings, but sure would like to see the FCC tighten up on some of this stuff, because it happens quite often around here. That's just my comment. I wonder what anybody else thinks.
Hi, Fred. This is Don Wilkerson of St. Mary's, West Virginia, reporting a station back on the air on 950 out of Steubenville. I believe their call letters, I thought I heard WBRG. However, I'm not close enough to really get them very well. But they have a rhythm and blues type format, so they're more soul-oriented. Anyway, they are back on the air, and I'm not sure who owns them or what, but maybe Jerry knows. We'll talk to you all later.
Greetings, audio service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh in Oakland, and today is October 13th, 1993, just after 3 o'clock. KTOB in Petaluma, 1490, its first official day of broadcasting since being silent. They went silent on Valentine's Day 1992, and they went back on just about 20 months to the time that they went silent. So KTOB 1490 is back on the air. They're live in the morning from 6 to 9 with Ron Walters, and then the rest of the day they are satellite.
Jim Snowbarger here. A little comment on what Ron Moog may have called in earlier this month about KSL Salt Lake City, 1160, using one sideband. I was curious about that, and because I observed the same thing here. I called the station, and they are using the Con stereo system. And at night, they found that if they put about 80% modulation on the lower sideband and 20% on the upper, that fading is not so much of a problem. About 100 to 150 miles out, where you get signal both from skywave and groundwave, those two will interact and cause cancellation. And when they broadcast primarily on one sideband rather than both, the fading is not so apparent. So that's really why they're doing it, as opposed to cooperating with WJJD. They don't really know if JJD is doing that or not and don't really care. They're just trying to solve their own fading problem. So the Con stereo system found a use at last.
Dale Ham calling from Austin, Texas. I would like to report a call letter change here that occurred on October the 14th. I'm calling on October the 14th tonight. And as of this morning, KMOW on 1490 came on the air with the call letters of KFON. So they are now KFON, which started today, the 14th, and have dropped KMOW.
Mark Marino from Long Beach. And in case anybody is interested, if you're ever DXing 660 KTNN, I heard a promo on that station, and apparently they carry the Phoenix Football Cardinals in the Navajo language. So if you're ever DXing and can check that out, it might be a bit strange. Also, Charlie Tuna now does the morning show on 710 KMPC, which is all sports, and he does mostly interviews and news and traffic and thing. That just occurred about a week ago, like October 12th, something like that.
Hello, Fred, and everybody on the DX Audio Service. Dale Helm again, Austin, Texas. I failed to mention that the 1490 station, Austin, Texas, is also making a format change. They will be known as Talk Radio 1490, and looks like they're carrying the Dolans and a psychologist and a guy who's very right-winged and loves to get things going and get people to calling in. And all this begins after a morning show from 6 to 9, and then they carry all this call-in satellite-type programming. See y'all later. Bye.
And if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line, area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service members only.
To buy your next radio, look for the AMAX symbol. A radio with the AMAX symbol means you have the best high-fidelity modern technology can offer on both AM and FM. Buy a radio with the AMAX symbol and hear AM radio with all the quality you've ever wanted. Ask for a demonstration of AMAX. It's even available in AM stereo. AMAX means quality on AM as well as FM.
AMAX
is here. Get it in your car, your workplace, and your home.
Let us touch you, be your friend. WYYY Kalamazoo.
From 31,000 feet above the Rockies, here's Captain Jeff Tynan with this month's CPC report.
Oh, this is Jeff Tynan with the CPC report for November. We've got 9 tests scheduled. We've got 8 tests from the IRCA ERCA bulletin that I'm going to give you, which has no information on what the test will be, but I can give you the times and dates and frequencies. First test, November 1st, Monday morning, 1 a.m. to 1:30 Eastern Standard Time on 960 WDLM. Also November 1st, Monday morning, 0300 to 0400 Eastern Standard Time on 1510 WSSH. On November 6th, Saturday morning, from 0100 to 0130 Eastern Standard on 1370 KFJM. Also on November 6th, Saturday morning, 0300 to 0330 Eastern on 1210 kHz KREW Sunnyside, Washington. On November 15th, there's two tests. Monday morning, 0100 to 0330 on 610 KDAL Duluth. And then at 0130 to 0200, also on the 15th, on 1270 WXYT. On November 20th, Saturday morning, 0300 to 0400, 1250 kHz, KWSU, Pullman, Washington. Then on Monday morning, the 22nd, 0530 to 0600, on 1500 kHz is WFIF. Then we have one more CPC test, November 22nd, Monday morning, 0300 to 0900 on 1220 kHz, KCCS, Salem, Oregon. They'll be playing Christian music, have code IDs, voice IDs. Send reports to Mr. Dan Sheets, 4303, Market Street Northeast, Salem, Oregon, 97301. Now here's Jim Snowbarger with some additional tests.
732, taxi in position, home.
I've got some DX tests I need to list here, and something tells me there's no better time to do it. So I've got four low-power stations testing from the Midwest this November to brighten your DX experience, and all 1 kilowatt or less. Now, these will all feature a five-minute program that is repeated over and over for an hour. The 5 minutes consists of 3.5 minutes of Morse code sending the station ID at about that pitch there, that really shrill tone we sent out from a Tumwhit that worked so well last year. And you get good results with that, by the way, if you tune out to the edge of the channel. It seems to pop through a little better. And then we'll have a 1 kilohertz test tone thereabouts. Well, maybe that's a little bit low, but about like that for a minute. And 30 seconds of voice ID. That adds up to 5 minutes if I got my numbers right. Now, all of these tests will be 0100 to 0200 Eastern local time, which I think by mid-November adds up to Eastern Standard. And they start on Saturday morning, November 13th, on 1570 kilohertz, KMCD Fairfield, Iowa. We'll be testing with 250 watts non-directional. Now this is real DX. Don't scoff. If you catch this one, you will have done something. Send your signal reports to Mr. Kent Osborne, KMCD Radio, Box 648, Fairfield, Iowa, 52556. The following night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, the 14th, on 990 kHz WCAZ, Carthage, Illinois, will be testing with 1,000 watts non-directional. Signal reports to Mr. John Jameson, Rural Route 2, Box 174B, as in Baker, Carthage, Illinois, 62321. Turns out that John Jameson also owns our next station, testing the following weekend, Friday night, Saturday morning, the 20th, on 1560 kHz KLTI Macon, Missouri, testing with 1,000 watts non-directional. And send those signal reports as well to John Jameson, Rural Route 2, Box 174B, Carthage, Illinois, 62321. The following night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, the 21st, on 740 kHz KBOE Oskaloosa, Iowa, will be testing with 250 watts non-directional. And that station, by the way, really gets out around here. A daytime signal that covers more than just the state of Iowa. And their 12-watt nighttime signal can be heard 70 miles away here in Marshalltown. So be interesting to see what that does. Signal reports to Mr. Scott Ewing, EWING, at KBOE Radio, Box 380, Oskaloosa, is OSKALOOSA, Iowa, 52577.
Thank you, sir. I'm out of here.
Whistler 1350 is all you need to know to win, to learn, to lose, to blow, to... Whistler 1350.
And hello again, everyone. Ken Honestchuk here on the DX Audio Service with another sports update. And I had been waiting for the National Hockey League report. Unfortunately, it hasn't reached my mailbox yet from Hockey News. But through Broadcasting Magazine, I have received the NBA lineup, so I might as well get it out of the way this month before it starts out on Friday, November the 5th, and then I'll get the National Hockey League in the next report, okay? Start out with the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division, Boston Celtics on 590 WEEI and 43 affiliates. The Miami Heat have just signed a new five-year contract with the mighty 940 WINZ and five affiliates, also on WBFS-TV. The New Jersey Nets will get out much better than they did before on 1560 WQEW that gets to the Midwest pretty well and four other stations. They just signed a new two-year contract there. The New York Knicks should also get out well on 660 WFAN and five other affiliates. The Orlando Magic on 580 WDBO and 28 other stations, plus WKCF-TV. The Philadelphia 76ers on 610 WIP and 10 other stations, plus WPHL-TV. The Washington Bullets on 570 WTEM in Bethesda, Maryland, and 14 other stations, plus WDCA-TV. The Central Division Atlanta Hawks on 640 WGST and 25 affiliates, plus WTBS Television. The Charlotte Hornets on 1110 WBT and 35 other stations, plus WJZY-TV. The Chicago Bulls, the World champion Chicago Bulls will have a struggle this season. We'll have retired Michael Jordan, but I'm going to follow him anyway on 670 WMAQ plus 36 other stations plus WGN-TV. The Cleveland Cavaliers just signed a new six-year contract with Clear Channel 1100, WWWE and 34 station network plus WOIO-TV. The Detroit Pistons on 950 WWJ plus 28 other stations and WKBD television. The Indiana Pacers on 1260 WNDE and 25 other affiliates and WTTV. Then the Milwaukee Bucks on 620 WTMJ and 37 other stations plus WVTV. The Western Conference Pacific Division Golden State Warriors on 680 KNBR and two other affiliates, plus television divided between KPIX and KICU TVs. The Los Angeles Clippers on 710 KMPC and seven other stations and KCOP TV. And the Los Angeles Lakers on 570 KLAC plus 12 other stations and KCAL TV. The Phoenix Suns on 620 KTAR plus 12 other affiliates and KUTP television. The Portland Trail Blazers on 1190 KEX and 34 other stations plus KGW TV. Sacramento Kings on 1530 KFBK and 5 other stations plus KRBK television. And the Seattle Supersonics, right. On 950 KJR and 19 other stations, plus KSTW-TV. Okay, I appreciate any corrections coming this way. I can give out my phone number here, 1-708-754-9454, preferably at night, prepaid, of course.
And we're just flat out of time with the DX Audio Service, so we'll pick up with Ken on more sports networks on our next edition. Don't forget to call the Action Line for Christmas wishes for the December issue. That's it for us. Bye.